This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kong residents marched Sunday against legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. Reuters correspondent James Pomfret reports that it is the largest demonstration the city has seen in years.
People here aren't just your hardcore protesters. You have ordinary citizens. You have fathers, mothers, kids, and they don't feel comfortable if the law is enacted because it will allow China, in effect, to impose or part of its legal system to encroach into Hong Kong for the first time ever. And this march could be a turning point in finally persuading the authorities to either postpone or scrap it.
Reuters correspondent James Pomfret. The bill would allow the city to extradite suspected criminals to China and Taiwan, as well as other jurisdictions, on a case-by-case basis. Chief Executive Carrie Lam has said such changes would close legal loopholes, but the changes have raised international concern about Hong Kong's legal system. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday claimed Mexico has not been cooperative for many years in curbing the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. He said he believes a new agreement will fix the problem. A deal announced Friday calls for Mexico to dispatch 6,000 troops to its border with Guatemala to halt the flow of migrants, while the U.S. gained new authority to force asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their legal cases are pending. Trump warned that if for some unknown reason Mexico does not stanch the flow, Washington can always go back to tariffs on Mexican imports. This is VOA News. Thousands of Haitians marched in the street of Port-au-Prince Sunday to protest corruption. They're calling for the resignation of the president. Shots were fired into the crowd in the Bel Air neighborhood of the capital, causing protesters to run for cover. Details are scarce so far. The president is accused of fraudulently benefiting from funds generated by the Petrocaribe Oil Alliance with Venezuela. U.S. Representative David Cicilline has defended House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's stance on the multiple calls she's been fielding to try to impeach President Trump. Cicilline told Fox News on Sunday that Pelosi believes it is wrong to engage in impeachment proceedings for purely political reasons.
The speaker has said, and I agree with her completely, we should never proceed with impeachment for political reasons. We should never refuse to proceed with impeachment for political reasons. This is about defending the Constitution and the rule of law.
Pelosi has refused to move quickly on an effort to impeach President Trump following evidence of possible obstruction of justice uncovered by the special counsel investigation. She has argued that the American people are not ready for such a move. U.S. Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin said Sunday that President Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if he and Chinese President Xi Jinping cannot reach a trade deal when they meet later this month. We've stopped negotiating, Mnuchin said, with the next steps depending on Trump's meeting with Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of world leaders at the end of June. Bhutan has taken a step toward becoming the latest South Asian nation to decriminalize homosexuality. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom's lower house of parliament voted overwhelmingly on Friday to repeal provisions that said what is referred to as unnatural sex is illegal. The bill still needs to be passed by the upper chamber. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it welcomes Bhutan's action to end the criminalization of same-sex relationships. Bhutan's move follows similar action taken by nearby India last year, where the Supreme Court decriminalized homosexuality by declaring related British-era laws unconstitutional. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Sudan police have fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, during a civil disobedience campaign to demand civilian rule. The SPA group, which led the demonstrations that led to the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir, said the civil disobedience campaign would continue until the military council ceded power to civilians. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.